Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord for another day, a chance to represent Him. In all that we do, we represent Him. Representing God is very important. It shows the world what God is like. They've heard about what God is like because the enemy will tell people what God is like, but he's lying. And the world system will lie against God because they don't want to be subject to him. And even God's own people misrepresent him sometimes when they don't follow him. In order to represent God, you have to obey him. There's no other way to do it. Because you're bringing his knowledge, his wisdom, his holiness, and his love up front and personal in real time to people. You're representing God to man. Jesus talked about us bearing fruit. And if you're bearing fruit, he'll purge you that you bear more fruit. In other words, the things that hinder you from bearing fruit, he'll help you eliminate it. And that's good for us because then we can harness the power of sowing and reaping. Because sowing and reaping is very important. Sowing and reaping, it causes time to be a blessing. If you're sowing the right seeds, if you're sowing, you know, if farmers prosper exponentially when they plant crops and the crops survive and they can sell the crops. Well, when you go about doing good, just like Jesus did, using the gifts of the Spirit to be a blessing, being the example of the fruits of the Spirit, it's a grace to us. See, God gave us the grace of all the fruits of the Spirit through Jesus Christ. When he made us righteous, he didn't just forgive our sins. He made us new. And when we live according to the newness of life, we bear fruit. We show people what God is like. We represent God to man. And when we do that, it helps people see who God is. And then they can turn their life on because your life is on in Christ and you're bearing fruit. When people see the light, they're going to want it. If you have a good marriage, people are going to ask questions. How did you get to that point? How do y'all make that? Why is y'all's marriage so healthy? And they'll start making decisions so their marriage can be healthy. And then those that are not married will be inspired to be married because it's something desirable. And when other married couples are complaining and cursing each other, you're blessing and building each other up, you know. And I remember my sisters went to Tuskegee and they visited a friend that had, their friend was married. They were, you know, the husband and the wife of their friends, and they went to visit them, and they owned a radio station. And their theme was "We Believe in Love." I don't know what kind of music they play, but they seem to be a genuine couple. They seem to be happy, and they seem to really love each other. It was outstanding to me. And I even wish that my sisters could have such a relationship because they had gotten divorced. But this couple they seemed friendly, they seemed genuine, you know. I know sometimes people act nice when they're around friends or whatever. They seem genuine. I know the difference. I've been to church a long time and I've seen couples that are happy. I've seen couples that are struggling and I've seen couples that are genuine. And they look genuine. I was a kid when I saw them, but they still look genuine. So anyway, I was a young man when I saw them, but I know genuine. When you see genuine, you know genuine. It's outstanding. So when people have, when you can walk according to the love of God and not rebel against it, you can have it. Anybody can. But see, it goes back to the garden. God showed them a tree. Don't touch that tree. If you eat up that tree, you're going to die. You will surely die. And I thought about this yesterday. At some point, you're going to have the enough love to say no to what's wrong. Because if you try to do something that's wrong, it's going to damage your life. If a man, he's married, he's got a good relationship, he's got a good wife, and then he see another woman that's pretty, and another third woman that's pretty, and then another woman that's attractive, when does he say, stop, you can't do that? Well, this is a principle that we all must learn. And this is a principle that you have to have in place in order to live a thriving life. You can't have everything you see. And you can't have what belongs to someone else. And just because it's looked at, some things you have to learn to do without. Adam could have ate from any tree in the garden except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. How complicated is that? You got all these other ones, but leave that one alone. You have a wife, so leave the others, everybody and all the other women you don't need. You don't need anything to live. You don't need anything outside of you to live when you got Jesus Christ on the inside. When Jesus is on the inside, you're complete in Him. Now you can enjoy what you do have. You can enjoy the car you do drive. You can enjoy the house you live in. You can enjoy the wife that you marry. And God made us in such a wonderful way. Most people don't know what I'm about to tell you. But I found that when you love people with God's kind of love, with the kind of love Peter talked about in 1 Peter, when you love people like Jesus loved you, you enhance people. You're enhanced because you're operating in love. And love casts out fear. And these are the benefits of walking in love. You can enjoy what you have. You can enjoy who you're with. You can build them up. If you can be in agreement with them, you can enjoy them. And you can build them up. And then there are things about a person that goes deep. The Lord told me my daughter was a deep well. That got me to thinking. The Lord put treasures in people. If we're designed to live forever and not die, and we are in Christ. But originally, Adam was designed to live forever, so there were things in him that he would need to live forever, which means you're made in God's image, which means that there's more to you than meets the eye. So there's more to the wife you already have than meets the eye. There's more to the husband you already have than meets the eye. Your children have unlimited capabilities too. When you walk in love, you can do all things through Christ. You can learn things you never did before. And there are things that you're good at already and you don't know it. There are people who are musicians and they don't know it. There are people who are artists and they don't realize it. My daddy could draw real good. I was grown and I traced some people. I didn't know I could draw. If they didn't move, I could draw an accurate picture of them. But anyway, I got in trouble for drawing on the job one time. I was caught up, but my boss fussed at me about it. But anyway, I stopped doing it. Anyway, there are things in us that we have capabilities and don't realize. So, if you hold the right conversation, you'll learn these things to be true. If you love people like Jesus loved you, you'll give them your undivided attention. you know, that's an ability that comes from love. Some people don't give people that undivided attention, and then the marriage falls, they grow distant. Sowing and reaping. Because you love a person, you listen and hear them out. And then, not to critique them, not to tell them what to do, just to be a friend, to hear them out. That's very important to every relationship. If you can't do that, you don't have a good relationship. And you have to respect the person, to honor them, if you're talking to, if you're dialoguing with them, and they open up to you, you can get somewhere. You can learn things about your spouse. And you can learn things about yourself. And sometimes the insights that people have can really bless your spouse. They can really bless you. There are abilities in every person. God put treasures in us, and love draws it out. Now, when you have the love of God, you can enjoy what you already have. You can enjoy your surroundings. When you have the peace of God, you can see things for what they are. And you can also see their potential. And you can see your potential. You can see your wife's potential. And you can become unlimited. And you can enjoy the time God gave you on this earth without the stress and the strife and the trying to make people do your will, trying to keep them from trying not to do their will, but learning who they are and becoming the blessing that you both can be. This is greater. The blessings of God can bless every part of your life, not just your relationships. I just use those things for an example. But the ability to have a car and enjoy it. You know, some people, they get their dream car and then they put it in the garage and they wash it and wax it and look at it. And they're afraid to go wreck it. No, take that thing out and drive it. Because when you die, somebody's going to drive it or sell it and benefit from it. But the ability to enjoy life is in the love of God. Many people have good possessions because they've sown enough to get possessions, but it's also important to take time and enjoy what God has given. But be in a growing state. Learn to love and live. Live according to His perfect will. And just like you give your spouse your undivided attention, give God your undivided attention, because He gives you His undivided attention. And there is a great reward in doing so. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.